Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks so much for tuning in. Boy, I will just tell you, it has been quite a week here for us in the Seattle market. I know we have a lot of people that listen to our podcast, but the vast majority of our clients and our listeners listen to us on the radio program, and we are on a couple of different stations here on the weekends in the Seattle market. And I just want to say thank you, number one, to all of the listeners who reached out to us this week and sent us the kind words and words of support. Because as a lot of you know, we pulled our radio advertising and this program, this show right now, Saturday on the 20th, is off the air on our largest radio station in the Seattle market. And I tell you, for me, it was a matter of principle. It wasn't a business decision. I mean, business decision, it gets tough because this is how we reach the vast majority of our clients. It's coming on every weekend. We put a new show together. We try to educate you about long-term care, what it is, how it works, what it pays for. Talk about, just have some general discussions about the subject matter so that you can educate yourself. And the radio has been a great media for us to reach out to the people across this area. And then the podcast, we're actually reaching people all over the country. But for me this week, what has happened, and you can get updated on our Facebook page. I have to be somewhat limited here in what I say because, again, we're on different stations. But for me, pulling off the show and pulling off some of the ads, for me, is just a matter of principle. It's about doing the right thing. I do not like, quite frankly, I can't stand the environment that we are in right now, this cancel culture, so to speak. People out there defining who someone is, what they believe, when they really don't know anything about them. And that's what happened this week. And for someone that was very close to us, someone that we work with, someone that's also a client of ours, and we've got this small fringe group of people out there trying to define this person as somebody he's not. And I'm just not going to put up with that. And we see it all the time. I mean, people, as a general rule, don't ask you why you believe something. They just automatically default to calling people names or labeling them if you don't agree with their point of view. And to me, it's mental laziness. And you see that all the time. There's so many hot topic issues out there right now. I mean, watch the Supreme Court stuff going through and you can see it. It doesn't matter if it's healthcare or if it's abortion or if it's anything else. What it boils down to is there's no more conversation. It's if you don't agree with me, then you're automatically bad, you're a racist, you're wrong, you're a woman hater, whatever it is. And so I'm seeing a lot of that out there. And I will tell you, in my short 53 years on this planet, I have learned that those kind of people that are quick to trigger and call people names and define them are the people that, don't take personal responsibility for their choices and their actions, and they're often the most unhappy people in life. And I say often, not always, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there, think about it, that they don't take responsibility for their choices. It's always somebody else's fault. And you watched what happened with this COVID situation in this country. I just love it because you have such a dynamic. I mean, here it is. This virus shows up. Nobody knows what it is. It's the first time around. Of course, it's going to be bad. It's going to be chaotic. And everybody's going to make mistakes. But what's funny about it is if you look at someone like New York, who took all these people and put them right back into the nursing home, and so it just spread crazy. Well, instead of taking responsibility for that, they blamed somebody else for it. So we have those groups of people all over in our society, and it really frustrates me. And I will tell you that I find it exhausting to be around those people, because there's a statement that I live by, and I try to teach this to my kids, and I think it is so true, and it's so simple. Life is what you make it. And if you're going to define your spot in life and say, this is where I'm at because it's somebody else's fault, you are never going to be happy. You're never going to reach your goals. You have to make your life. And, you know, it's harder for some of us than others. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, I'm kind of off on a tangent, I know, starting off here on Long-Term Care Radio. But I just want to tell you, you know, we see this all over in this country right now. We are so divided. And for me, this week, this perfect example of somebody taking something out of context and trying to define that person and trying to take away their livelihood, I just won't stand up for that. And folks, I will just tell you that the part of the reason why I do what I do is I think that we all have to be personally responsible. We all have to make decisions, and we're not always going to make the right decisions, but we are the ones in control of our destiny. That's the great thing about this country. And for me personally, what I love about the business that I do, it's about planning. It's about people that are doing the right thing and looking forward and taking responsibility for themselves. That's all of what long-term care planning is. And we get calls every single week. We get a call from somebody that is already in a long-term care situation, and then they are upset because they can't get long-term care insurance. They can't get somebody else to pay for their care now that they need care, even though they had all the opportunity in the world before to get care and put a plan in place. They just chose not to do that. And now they're angry and they're mad instead of looking back and saying, you know, I need to plan, I need to do something. So we see that out there. And what I love about our clients, Madeline says it all the time, I love our clients. And the reason why are the people that, like you, that are listening to this, you're probably thinking about your future. You're probably thinking about how to make your future better, not only for you, but for your family. That's what the planning process is all about. So whether it's long-term care planning or it's financial planning or it's estate planning, it's always about trying to look out in the future and figure out what you need today to do today to make life better in the future for you and your family. And a lot of those decisions aren't easy, and there's no perfect answer to it, but it's something that we have to do, because if we don't do that, guess what? We're that person at the end that is calling an office like mine and saying, hey, I need somebody to come pay for my wife's long-term care now. And what do you mean I can't get long-term care insurance? I need it now. So don't be one of those people. But anyway, I'm kind of off on a tangent. But again, thank you for everybody that reached out to us through our Facebook post. And if you want to read more about what we did this last week, you can get that on our Facebook. And again, I don't really stay up to date with Facebook, but Madeline does post for the business and put some information out there. And we're going to try to get a little bit better about that, because we did get some just wonderful support. Now, I've got a great show this week. I really want to spend some time today talking about want versus need. I mean, remember when we were kids, we always needed something, and your parents would basically teach you that that's not a need, that's a want. And you just like, I need this, I have to have this. And it's like, no, you want that. So we're going to talk a little bit about want versus need in the contents of long-term care planning, why you want long-term care planning versus do you need it. And before we get into that, I've got, I've got a class coming up. First off, I want to say thank you to everybody that showed up Thursday. We had a class Thursday afternoon, which was just fantastic. And again, these classes are just webinar classes, but we had a great class Thursday afternoon. So thanks for everybody that showed up to that. I've got one more class this month that's coming up next Friday. I'm sorry, next Friday, the 23rd at 9 a.m. And so again, the classes are free. It's just a webinar-based class now since we can't do them live, but we will send you a link. All you do is click on it. You can watch the class in your browser. You can send us questions. I will let you know what the other questions are from other people, so that it's just really a great learning opportunity about what long-term care is, what it pays for, how you trigger a plan, what are your different types of options to get coverage, how does it stack up against Medicaid planning and self-insuring. We're going to cover all of that stuff, and then I'm going to answer your questions at the end. So again, you can sign up for our class at 525longtermcare.com. And you're going to find all of our information there as well, too. We've got a brand new website that we just rolled out at the end of last month, and we're pretty excited about it. But there's a lot of resources on there, a lot of examples, and you can always go in there, and you can even get our podcast there as well, too. So if you miss part of the show, like for those of you that are used to hearing us on one station this week that we're not on, you can get your podcast. Hopefully people will get their way over there and be able to pull that up. So We've got a great question of the week. I'm going to get to that, and then we're going to talk about the answer during the show of want versus need. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
What if something happened to you tomorrow and your health was compromised to a point where you needed help from others? This actually happens to thousands of people every day, and it's called long-term care. Hi, this is Rick Van Sice, and I personally know what it's like to see a family member go through an extended healthcare event. It takes money and time to make sure they get the care they deserve. That's why long-term care planning is so important. Having a long-term care plan makes sure your care is paid for and managed in a time of need. It protects your nest egg, and more importantly, it keeps you from becoming a burden on the people you care about most. Today, there are more options than ever, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. I've met with Brian Ott and his team, and they'll take the time to guide you and design a custom plan for you. Get started by joining my friends at 525 Advisors for their upcoming webinar class, 9 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. It's free, and you'll learn all about long-term care plans. Register today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. You want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people, but if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in. And by the way, you know, if you are new to Long-Term Care Radio, you can always find us on the air on the weekends. We are on Friday mornings at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and Saturday mornings. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 11 o'clock, and then we are on Sundays at noon, and you can get our schedule. You can also get our podcast at 525longtermcare.com, and all the information that we talk about. We have a very robust website now with a lot of information, so you can jump on there and see some questions and find out that we have a resource library. We have all kinds of stuff there, so always jump on there. And this is also where you can send us a question, and we love these questions from our listeners, and I've got a great question this week. When I saw it, I was just like, gosh, this is just awesome. Just tickled pink, so to speak. So the question of the week this week came from Scott from Redmond, Washington, and Scott says, my wife and I disagree about long-term care insurance. I have explained that we have enough money to self-insure, but she still wants us to look into it. At what point do you have enough money and not need long-term care insurance? And wow, I just love this question because, folks, I will just tell you, number one, the most common mistake people make when they're thinking about long-term care planning is they're making it a money issue. They're simply looking at their balance sheet, they're looking at their savings, their retirement accounts, and they're saying, I think I have enough money, I don't need long-term care insurance. And I will tell you, this is where it comes into the want versus the need. I will tell you that the overwhelming majority of my clients, statistically speaking, will not run out of money if they do not have long-term care insurance. Now, some might, and some probably will, but the overwhelming majority of them will not, because, you know, they've got their house, they've got the retirement account, they have savings. But you have to think about what long-term care is. When we make it simply a money issue, this simplified approach overlooks a lot of issues. And number one, the name of our company, 525 Advisors. The 525 is an IRS tax publication. You can look it up. Inside that publication is a paragraph titled Long-Term Care Insurance Contracts. And what people often forget is that assets do not pay for long-term care. It's income. So when we look at someone like Scott, he's looking at all his savings, he's looking at all his money and telling his wife, we have enough money to self-insure. Well, what he's not counting on, or just let's start off right off of the bat, number one, the taxes. When you convert assets to income, you're going to have to pay taxes. And I don't care if that's an IRA account, you have to pay income tax on that. If it's a capital gains because it's something that you sold, or if it's interest that you're earning on your savings every year, you're paying taxes on that money. The idea of long-term care contracts is that they are tax qualified, meaning that number one, when that money comes back to you to pay for care, it's tax free. And so I teach my kids this all the time. When we say something is you know, $7,000, it's not really $7,000. It's $10,000, because I've got to earn $10,000 to net out $7,000. And so that's the whole idea of understanding that there's a tax issue when we convert assets to income to pay for long-term care. The other thing that approach of just saying I have a money overlooks is it looks at market timing issues. It just ignores those. What happens when you have to convert that asset to income? I don't care if it's a stock account, what's the stock market doing? What if it's a piece of real estate, what's the real estate market doing? What's the mortgage business doing? How easy is it for you to sell your home? What are rates doing? Is that going to bring the value of that property down or the value of property up? What are the commissions you're going to have to pay? So again, all kinds of market timing issues going back to converting assets to income. And I think, you know, most people out there aren't sitting on just a bucket of cash. You know, that's not where their assets are. Most people, most of the clients that I have pretty diverse portfolios. They have real estate, they have retirement accounts, they might have some savings or some business investments, whatever it is. So it's not just a big bucket of cash sitting there that they can go get whatever money they want out of it. There's going to have to be some process to convert some of those assets to money that they can use to pay for that long-term care. And lastly, the approach when we look at it from a money issue only, the number one thing that we are dismissing is the human cost. And there has been article after article written about this. Wealthy people struggle with long-term care situations just like everybody else does. Because in this country, about 80% of the people that receive long-term care services are relying on family members. And that may be from 24/7 care because mom is living with you and she's got dementia and you've got to be there 24/7. Or it could be simply to you are now managing the care coordination and trying to hire people and trying to bring people in and trying to always be there and oversee and take care of this. And folks, I will just tell you right there, that is the biggest burden out there from a long-term care situation is the human cost. And if you do any type of research on this, which most people don't, because they're looking inwardly. If I end up in a long-term care situation, what's at risk for me? It's my money. I have enough money. I think I'm okay. What you're not looking at is the look outward. Who is actually stepping in? Really, what is long-term care? Long-term care is when we need help from other people to get through the day. That is the key, from other people. It's not when we need to start spending our money. It's when we need help from other people. Most people in long-term care situations blow through all of their assets. They don't have any money. And that's where the family ends up having to take on that burden of not only providing the care, but managing that care. And I will just tell you, it's not as simple as it sounds. In fact, long-term care situations have devastating effects on our loved ones. And a lot of times they'll even tear families apart, especially for those that don't have a lot of money. Because if there's three kids, one kid steps up to take care of mom and dad, guess what? The other two are just checking in and saying, hey, how's it going? Let us know if you need anything. And it starts creating this rift. And I saw that in my own family. And so if you have a ton of money, well, it's not that simple easy or that simple either. So Scott's saying, I'm telling my wife we have enough money to pay for long-term care. And I'm like, okay, let's say that you are both in a long-term care situation. Who's managing your estate now? How important is your level of care to them versus your assets? And what I mean by that is the more money that you have, the more eyeballs there are on your money. Because remember this, it happens all the time. Your parents work really hard for something. They've earned it. They've saved. What happens when they die? Well, that becomes our money, hopefully. That's what most people want. That's why the estate tax is such a big deal for so many people. Well, it's the same thing in a long-term care situation. And I've personally had experience with, you know, I had a client in that was fighting with her siblings because her siblings were trying to put mom in a very inexpensive adult family home on the other side of town and get her moved out of the house so that they could preserve the assets and the estate. And she was arguing, saying, that's her money. We need to get her the best level of care that we can. So little things like that come up. So you got to remember that the human cost, there's emotional, there's the physical burden, and people don't really understand what that is or how it plays out, because a lot of people are going to learn about that right when they're thrown into it, and they're going to see their family arguing, and they're going to really struggle with that long-term care situation. So why do we want long-term care insurance? If we have all the money in the world, why do we still want long-term care insurance? The same reason why we want homeowners insurance. Most of us that have the house paid for out there still carry homeowners insurance, even though we don't have to. And the odds of that house burning down or getting broken into are pretty slim, especially depending on the neighborhood that you live in. But the odds of a fire, it's 99.97% that you are not going to experience a house fire in any given year, that your house will not burn down. So that's not even an insurable risk for most people. But the fact is, when it does happen, it's a big deal. But yet we still have that homeowner's insurance, because a lot of it boils down to, what happens if my house burns down? Well, do I go to the bank and call the bank and say, my house burned down, I need to get some money? They're going to say, yeah, sure, here's your money. But that's the extent of it. You're going to have to go out and find your contractor. You're going to go out and have to figure out how to get rid of the burnt material. You're going to have to go get the permits. You're going to have to go on and on and on figuring out how to rebuild this house and get your life back to normal. Well, if we have an insurance company, we call that 800 number. And what happens? Well, somebody shows up. They look at it. They bring out their clipboard. They start taking notes. They get rid of the burnt structure. They know what to do with the old appliances. They know how to get the permits. They know how to get your house rebuilt. By the way, they find you a place to live. Most insurance companies do, and they'll pay for that rent while they're rebuilding your house. And you go on with your life. That's exactly what happens in a long-term care situation. The number one reason for me why we want long-term care insurance is because now we have a team of professionals that we can access. And remember, it's probably, a lot of cases, it's not you. If you're in the long-term care situation, it's your family member that's taking that burden. So now imagine this, that we have this 800 number, and they assign somebody to you, and that person comes out and sends a case manager out, and they meet with you and your family, and they assess your, or basically just look at your situation, and they say, okay, after reviewing your medical records and this and that, and they understand the difference between the physical impairment and the cognitive impairment, they're going to help you and your family with a plan of care and the care coordination, and they're going to take care of that. And so you always have somebody there to help you guide you through this. That's the number one reason why you want long-term care insurance to me. I think there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We've been through this. I watched my mom go through it with her mom. And when my grandmother's long-term care insurance ran out, it wasn't the money that we missed the most. It was that access to that team of professionals. Even little things like claim specialists, those are the people that are taking that bill every month from the care providers, whether you're in assisted living or whether you're bringing somebody into your home, and they're doing all the paperwork on that. They create an audit trail. They also make sure that Medicare is paying for what they're supposed to, because Medicare is the first payer for acute care. And they do all these wonderful things in the background that just make your life a lot easier. Now, removing that burden right there from the loved ones is key. But number two, now we also have that tax-free stream of income coming in. Again, we're not trying to figure out which is the best asset to sell or convert, or do we use our savings now, or do we use the retirement account now? We're not worried about that. We have a dedicated source of tax-free money that comes back to pay for that level of care. And a lot of our plans, like our client of the week this week, stick around. This is just a classic example. Lifetime benefits, they will never, ever run out of long-term care money coming in. They will never run out of the access to that team of professionals that will help them and their family manage their care as it goes. And by the way, most people start out in long-term care. It starts out kind of slow, like my grandmother, and it ramps up over time, and it becomes more and more demanding on the caregiver. So keep that in mind. And I will tell you, what insurance does better than just about anything else, I just think, is it provides that guarantee. If we are trying to self-fund, we have all the money in the world, there's a lot of issues. Who's going to be the power of attorney? Who's going to spend that money? Who's going to go out and find the care? Where's the best place to receive that care? And who's going to manage that on an ongoing basis? When we have a long-term care insurance, we're bringing that team of professionals in and we're bringing that source of money in. So what happens? The care is managed, number one, and number two, it's funded. So we have a plan that's going to make sure that our care is managed and funded in a time of need. And that's the guarantee. That's what we get insurance for. So, stick around. I'm going to head into my next break, but I've got a great client of the week. I'm going to show you why somebody should want long-term care insurance for somebody that does not need it. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
This is Rick Van Cise. You know, most families will struggle when someone they care about ends up in a long-term care situation. Not only is it emotionally and physically stressful, ongoing extended health care can wipe out everything you've spent your whole life working for, turning your last years into the worst years for you and your family. But it doesn't have to be that way. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you protect your savings and you protect the people you care about most from the burden of being a caregiver. I've had this experience with my family, and I know just how important planning is. Join my friends at 525 Advisors for their upcoming webinar class, 9 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. It's free, and you'll learn how long-term care plans work, what they pay for, and all your options, including plans that pay you back if you don't use them. Register today at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
We know the planning process for long-term care is frustrating and confusing. Our team will take the time to guide you to the right plan. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Long-term care planning is more than just having enough money. A long-term care plan ensures you have a tax-free source of funds to pay for care and provides a team of professionals to make sure your care is managed in a time of need. This is Rick Van Cise. If you're like me, you know just how important this is because it relieves your family from the ongoing decision-making when a loved one is in a care situation. I've watched a family member go through long-term care and know firsthand just how frustrating it can be when you're thrown into the role of caregiver for a loved one. I encourage you to learn more about all the benefits of having a long-term care plan in place. Join my friends at 525 Advisors for their upcoming webinar class, 9 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. It's free, and you'll learn how long-term care plans work, what they pay for, and all your options, including plans that pay you back if you don't use them. Register today at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
What if something happened to you tomorrow and your health was compromised to a point where you needed help from others? This actually happens to thousands of people every day, and it's called long-term care. Hi, this is Rick Van Cise, and I personally know what it's like to see a family member go through an extended healthcare event. It takes money and time to make sure they get the care they deserve. That's why long-term care planning is so important. Having a long-term care plan makes sure your care is paid for and managed in a time of need. It protects your nest egg, and more importantly, it keeps you from becoming a burden on the people you care about most. Today, there are more options than ever, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. I've met with Brian Ott and his team, and they'll take the time to guide you and design a custom plan for you. Get started by joining my friends at 525 Advisors for their upcoming webinar class, 9 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. It's free, and you'll learn all about long-term care plans. Register today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we are on several stations here, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Saturdays, 12 o'clock on Sundays. We are not on the 8 o'clock today. This is October 20th. However, it's the 17th. You could always get our podcast, and so you can get that through iTunes. You can get it, you know, you can just ask Alexa to play it for you, or whatever it is. So you can always get our podcast, and we keep all those up there. And it's a great way to kind of go back, especially when we get into the client of the week that we're about ready to go to, because the client of the week, again, there's a lot of numbers, and numbers are hard on the radio. So don't get hooked up on the numbers. Again, it's really get hooked up on the fact that there's various ways and various reasons of why we design plans a certain way. And so this week's show, we're really just talking about why you should want long-term care insurance versus do you need long-term care insurance. And that question came from Scott over in in Redmond, that just said, at what point do you have enough money and not need long-term care insurance? And again, you know, going back to what we were just talking about a little bit earlier, it's not about the money issue. I just think what you have to understand is insurance provides guarantees. It provides you with tax savings that you can't get anywhere else. You cannot self-insure and avoid the taxes. The whole idea of long-term care insurance is that it's tax qualified, meaning that money comes back to you tax-free. Insurance provides you and your family with that team of professionals. And insurance also removes that burden from your loved ones of having to try to figure out how to manage your care. Even if they're not providing the care for you, even if you're paying for caregivers, someone's got to sit there and manage that. And they're going to be, you know, that's a burden for somebody. So again, there's a lot of reasons why you want it. And number two, keep in mind the new programs that are out there today, just like our client of the week that we're going to go into here real quick. You know, these plans pay us back. And so it's not, I think the most people that say, I have enough money to self-insure, I don't need insurance. The underlying issue with those people, if you really push them, is the fact that they don't think they're going to need it. Because the only time insurance doesn't make sense is if you don't need it, right? So the homeowner's insurance, they pay those premiums for all those years. Well, if your house never burns down, you could sit there and look back, it never gets broken into, you can say, well, we really didn't need it. But the thing is, that's what we do with long-term care insurance. We come in with that argument saying that, oh, I think I can just pay my own way. I think. But what that person's really saying is that insurance is too expensive. It's a value proposition, right? It's too expensive, and I'm probably not going to need it, so I don't want to waste the money. Well, the plans today eliminate that, because a lot of these plans will pay us back. A lot of these plans will even pay you back more money than you put into the plan. And that's exactly what we have here for the client of the week. So let's get into that. And my client this week is Walter, who is 69, and Grace, who is 68. They have 5 children, 12 grandchildren, and they're very close to all their family. They're involved with their family. They got one big happy family. I mean, they're just very proud of that. They've done very well for themselves over the years. And, you know, they never really thought of long-term care insurance. I mean, quite frankly, Walter just said, we have enough money. We're just going to pay for long-term care insurance ourselves. Well, the discussion came up from a CPA, one of the CPAs that we work for. And the CPA said, well, you know, things have changed. I want you to go talk to these guys, and I want you to learn about some of these new programs. And so Walter had reached out to us, and what we ended up doing is having him go to one of our classes, and they came and they learned about these new programs. And then they came in, they scheduled a meeting with us. And it was just a fascinating discussion. And this is a classic example. I will just tell you point blank, Walter and Grace have more than enough money to self-insure. They could self-insure a couple lifetimes. They don't need to worry about that. They've done very well for themselves. But their biggest concern was who is going to step in, right? Who is going to step in and manage care? They are to that point, just about 70 years old. They're starting to see some family friends go through this, and they're saying, you know, we don't want our kids to have to give up their life. And if we've got to hire somebody and manage our care and do all these things, well, that's fine unless it's a cognitive issue. And if we both have Alzheimer's, then who's managing our money? Then we got to get a power of attorney. Now, is that going to be one of our kids, or what is it going to do? So again, those were some of the issues that they were concerned about. They had also avoided finishing up their estate planning, believe it or not, because part of the reason was they weren't real sure what the most efficient way was to pay for long-term care. They need to keep some money to pay for care, but at the same sense, they also want to fund some college for their grandkids. They also want to make sure that their money is passed on efficiently. That's what they were in talking to their CPA about, was what's the most efficient way to move some of our estate to our kids and our grandkids without paying a bunch of taxes. So all of those things were some of their concerns. And I will tell you that, you know, when we sit down with clients like this, they have multiple funding options. There's a lot of things they can do. But at the end of the day, what I'm really trying to explain to them is what we're going to do is reposition an asset that you already have, and we're going to turn it into this long-term care plan. And by the way, you don't lose that asset. That money is coming back to you or your estate either way, either through long-term care benefits, or if you live a nice long life and you have one bad night, there's going to be a benefit that's going to be paid back to your estate. And if it's designed and structured right, that benefit's going to be paid back to your estate tax-free. So that's really the approach that we took on this. And here's what we did with them. We just kind of sat down and we looked at where their money was and everything, you know, what they had. They had some real estate. They had kind of a diverse portfolio. But they had a tremendous amount of money in bonds, in what we call safe money, and like a lot of people do. I mean, they're nearly 70 years old. Walter's 69, Grace is 68. So again, if you follow the old financial advisor rule, I remember back in college, you know, you know, you're 60 years old, you have 60% of your portfolio in bonds. If you're 70 years old, you have 70% of your portfolio in bonds. Because the idea is we don't want to lose that money that late in life, and we're going to get some kind of return on it. The problem we have right now that bonds are dead money. And what I mean by that is 10-year treasuries are paying like 0.6%, 20 years are paying 1.3%, 30 years paying maybe 1.5 or 1.6%. I mean, think about that. Tying up your money for 30 years and you're going to get 1.6%. And the downside is if rates go lower, which a lot of people are predicting that they could even go lower from this stage, guess what happens to the value of your bonds? You know, rates go down, your value is going to creep up a little bit. But how much lower can those rates go down since we're under 1% or right at 1% in a lot of things? Now, if we go the other way, whether it's 5 years or 10 years down the road and rates go back up and they double, what happens to the value of your bond? It goes down because now I can go out and get a new bond that pays a higher interest rate. So I'm not going to buy your bond that has a lower interest rate. So this is where the CPA and a lot of the financial advisors are starting to look at this. Over the last 30 years, you could just put money in bonds and rates just kept trickling down, trickling down, trickling down. And your bonds became more valuable every year. But the problem is now we have is that bonds are down low. They could go lower. But again, some people are predicting that, but not, you're already close to 1%. They can't go a whole lot lower. So the odds are they are will probably start coming back up at some time in the future. So what we're going to end up doing is we were looking at some of that money and saying, how do we reposition some of that money and turn it into an asset for you as far as long-term care, but also not lose any money that you would have sitting there? Well, it's pretty easy. When you're looking at CD rates and you're looking at bond rates that are at 1% or under 1%, folks, there's a lot of options out there that we can do, and this is what we did for our clients this week. We simply took a single lump sum payment of $582,000. Now, for those of you that are listening to me right now saying, holy cow, who has $582,000 to put into a plan? It's all relative. You could put half of the money in, you'd get half the benefit. This is the largest benefit that we could get from this particular carrier. And again, Walter was fine with it. Grace was fine with it. They just said, hey, yeah, why not? Let's just get this big policy because we're not going to lose a dime on this. And what I mean by that is we're going to take $582,000 and deposit that with the insurance company. If they never use their long-term care, if they go out and they live another 20 years and they both just pass away in their sleep, guess what's going to be paid back to the estate? $750,000. So they're putting $582,000 in, $750,000 is paid back to the estate tax-free. If they both go out and die next year in a car wreck, they put $582,000 in, the $750,000 is paid back to the estate tax-free. That's the death benefit portion on these asset-based linked benefits. So the IRS says, hey, we'll return that $750,000 to the estate tax-free because that's a death benefit. However, that's not what we got it for. We got it for long-term care insurance. So if we look at this plan and we say, okay, if either one of them go on claim, they can pull out $180,000 a year per person. So if they're both on claim, $360,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. Now, folks, in a worst-case scenario, do the scenario on this. So you have, like, I've got a client whose mom and dad are both in long-term care situations, 9 years and 13 years. They're both still going. Think about what that is when you're pulling $360,000 out for a decade, how much protection that gives the estate. That's what they have access to, $15,000 a month per person for an unlimited amount of time. Now, they're also going to get some other benefits in there, like $30,000 for caregiver training in case a family member needs to learn, you know, how to maybe manage someone who's got Alzheimer's or learn how to administer medication. They also have $30,000 for medical equipment, home improvements, things like that to age in place. That's all part of this plan. But here's the most important part of this plan, and it's the most important part for me as well, too, because I have the same type of plan. Concierge claim service. That means that when Walter or Grace go on claim, we're going to call, I can call, their kids can call, it doesn't matter. We're going to get assigned somebody. They are actually going to help us get that claim filed. They'll get the plan of care from the doctor, and they will be that one point of contact for the family moving forward. And they bring in a backup person, so there's always two people that know what's going on with your particular situation. And so going back to, like, why do we need long-term care? Well, most people don't. These people don't need long-term care. But why do they want it? Because they're getting so many more benefits out of this bucket of money now than just leaving it in their savings account or leaving it in the bond market. And by the way, I looked up before I came on air today. The 20-year treasury right now is paying 1.34%. If I take $582,000 and deposit it and wait my 20 years and get my 1.34% interest back, the value of that money is $759,000. Folks, they put $582,000 in. They get $750,000 back if they don't use it. And here's the best part about it. If one of them go on claim and they use $200,000 of long-term care and that's it, guess what? The difference, that $750,000 minus any long-term care benefits paid out, goes back to the estate. They're guaranteed to get more money back out of this policy whether they end up on long-term care or they don't. And that's what's just so wonderful about these plans. Now, if you cut that plan in half, you could say, well, I you know, what if I put $280,000 into the plan? Well, you say, well, at that point then you're going to cut that benefit down to $7,500 a month per person for life or two people, or $15,000 total benefit for two people. So it's all proportional. But my whole point is that these people are sitting there talking to their CPA, just going to think, why in the heck would we get long-term care insurance? We have plenty of money. We don't need to worry about that. Well, it's because of all these other benefits they're going to get. And I will tell you, these plans out there, there are so many people out there that still don't understand how they work or that they exist. And in this low interest rate environment, I can't think of a better place to put money because you're going to get so many more benefits out of this. And statistically speaking, between Walter and Grace, there's over a 90% chance that one of them will end up in a long-term care situation. So you want to bet against that. And what this is going to do is it's going to provide that team of professionals to relieve the family, whether it's Walter, whether it's Grace, whether there's just one of them left, it doesn't matter. They've got lifetime protection for two people. They know they're covered. Their kids know that they have a team of professionals to help out, and now they can go on with their estate planning. So again, just a fantastic program. And we've got lots of examples on our website. And if you listen to Long Term Care Radio, this is the high end, right? $582,000 in. But we've also got people that are paying $3,000 a year for a long-term care policy. The point is, get a plan, get those benefits that the plan have, because regardless of your asset level, if someone tells you you have enough money to self-insure, you should want long-term care insurance. Stick around. I got a little bit more long-term care radio. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
This is Rick Van Sice. You know, most families will struggle when someone they care about ends up in a long-term care situation. Not only is it emotionally and physically stressful, ongoing extended health care can wipe out everything you've spent your whole life working for, turning your last years into the worst years for you and your family. But it doesn't have to be that way. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you protect your savings and you protect the people you care about most from the burden of being a caregiver. I've had this experience with my family, and I know just how important planning is. Join my friends at 525 Advisors for their upcoming webinar class, 9 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. It's free, and you'll learn how long-term care plans work, what they pay for, and all your options, including plans that pay you back if you don't use them. Register today at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. You want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people, but if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in and sticking with us. And again, for, you know, all the listeners that are wondering what we were talking about, like pulling ads and pulling the radio show this weekend off of one of the stations, you can get updates on our Facebook page, 525 Advisors. And again, you know, we are we thank everybody out there for the support. We got some just very, very kind words. And again, a matter of principle. I hate when I see these kind of things happen. But for us, as a matter of principle of who it is and who we work with and what that person means to us, it's just the right thing to do. And so hopefully those people that miss us out on that station will be able to find us on the podcast, because we are going to have this program up there on the podcast as well, too. So again, thank you for everybody that just came to our last webinar on Thursday. We have one more coming up this month. That is next Friday. That's Friday the 23rd at 9 a.m. And again, the webinars are free. We just, you know, you sign up, and what we're going to do is send you a link that you can just click on and watch in your browser. There's no executable with our software. So if you've used Zoom or GoToMeetings or anything like that, you have to download software, all that stuff. You don't have to do any of that. What you're going to do is you're going to get a link emailed to you. You click on that. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch us on your laptop, your iPad, your computer. And if you want, you can send us in questions. And then what you do is we go through the information. you know, what long-term care is, all those things, and then we answer your questions at the end of that. So we have one more coming up here in October, believe it or not, and then we're rolling into November, which is hard for me to believe. But October 23rd, 9 a.m., you can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. Now, before we go, I want to talk a little bit here, spend some time. One of the things that I think a lot of people are confused about with long-term care insurance is, you know, why would I want it? Why do I need it? Where is it going to pay for care? I don't want to go to a nursing home. So I want to spend a little time here at the end just talking about what long-term care is, or more importantly, where it pays for care. And so I tell people to think of long-term care insurance as just a bucket of money. It's a bucket of money that's going to allow you to pay for care when you need it. Now, that care can be in a number of places. And statistically speaking, the vast majority of people start out and they receive their long-term care in their own home. So I want you to understand that 3 out of 4 people that trigger a long-term care insurance policy trigger it while they're in their own home. A lot of people think, well, I just live in my home and my family takes care of me until the end, and then I go to the nursing home and that's where it gets really expensive. And it's like, no, it's most people, the idea of having long-term care insurance is so that I can bring that help in and age in place. And what I mean by that is, if I'm depending on my spouse, because I have got Alzheimer's, my spouse is going to wear herself ragged trying to take care of me, but there's going to get to a point where she just can't do it on her own. And a lot of time, that's when people get pushed out into the nursing home or into the adult family home. But the idea with long-term care insurance is that I can bring somebody in, one of those caregivers, those home health care services, and they could come in for 4 hours a day. They can come in for 2 hours a day. They can come in for 8 hours a day. It doesn't matter. Long-term care insurance will pay for care in your own home. And statistically speaking, that's where most of us will start out our long-term care journeys, is in our own home. The next place that you need to understand that a lot of people are familiar with are adult daycare. So I've got somebody that's in a situation, maybe I'm still working and my spouse needs help. I can take someone to an adult daycare and leave them for 4 hours a day, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, whatever it is, and then bring that person home and manage them at home. So if I'm in that situation, which we had a colleague that we worked with that was just doing that with her dad was pretty good shape, but she would take him during the day and then she would pick him up and bring him back. Well, long-term care insurance will pay for that as well too. So adult daycare. And then we just kind of go up the ladder, adult family homes. So that's going to be a living arrangement where there's probably going to be 4 to 6 people in one particular home that has healthcare workers there 24/7. So adult family homes. Assisted living, that's where my grandmother moved to. After she started in her home, she was there for just about 2 years, almost a year on claim with her long-term care insurance, and then she moved to an assisted living facility. Well, the long-term care insurance follows you. That bucket of money follows you. So if you're like our client of the weeks and you're getting $15,000 a month, well, when you move to the assisted living facility, you have $15,000 a month to pay for that care. Also, another place that you can trigger a plan, which is becoming very popular, are what we call continuing care retirement centers, or CCRCs. So these are places where you might move in as independent living. So they'll have townhomes on the outside and golf courses. They're kind of built like a college campus, a lot of them. And they'll be able to manage your level of care from the independent level all the way up to the skilled nursing. So everything in between. So what's really nice about that is if you have a couple, they move in independently and one of them ends up in a chronic healthcare situation sooner than the other one, they can get the assisted living help there. They can go all the way up to skilled nursing and the other person can still be right there with them on that same campus. So continuing care retirement centers, you can use your long-term care insurance there as well too. Nursing homes, which is what everybody still pictures long-term care as, you know, because that's what it used to be. Let's face it, you went from your house to a nursing home. That was it. Well, nursing home, very few people end up in nursing homes now that have long-term care insurance. I mean, statistically, it's less than 10% of the benefits are actually paid for anybody that spends time in a nursing home. And if it is paid for nursing home care, it's usually end of life. Maybe the last couple months, like my grandmother, or the last 6 months or 8 months. But where the statistics get skewed is that Medicaid is the largest payer of nursing homes in this country. And the reason why is that what happens is people, they run out of resources. Their home becomes unsafe. Their family can't take care of them, or they don't have family. So Medicaid doesn't send in the 24/7 home health care. They basically warehouse you in a nursing home. But for us as just individuals, nursing home is generally last stop, and the vast majority of people that have long-term care insurance will never spend a day in a nursing home. But understand, if you do, it's covered. And, you know, maybe you're in a horrible accident when you're younger and you end up spending 6 months in a nursing home on rehab and stuff. Well, long-term care insurance will pay for that as well, too. And lastly, I want you to understand special memory clinics. We're starting to see more and more of these. This is special memory clinic is really just code name for a facility that's going to have locked doors and, you know, more attendance, basically more support staff. Because a lot of people that have Alzheimer's that are still physically fit, they can do all the ADLs, they will fight their way out of some of these places. And so special memory clinics are people that are really trained in severe cognitive cases, but long-term care insurance will pay for that as well, too. So just understand that's how, you know, you can use your long-term care insurance anywhere. You're not limited on location. It's about the event. I'm either going to trigger it through activities of daily living or through a cognitive impairment. And for all of you out there listening, you know, we have a process. You're doing the first step right now. Start with education. Listen to our podcast. Listen to our radio show. Join us for one of our webinars. Read through our website. Then when you're ready, we're going to have you fill out a pre-screen form, which tells us a little bit about you and your health and your past, and it helps us figure out which carriers and which types of programs we can look at. Then we're going to design you a custom plan, and we will guide you through that application process to get approved. And it's not just throwing an application in and hoping you're approved. There's a lot of work that we're going to do to make sure that we get you approved. So anyway, thanks for tuning in this weekend. We will be back next week with another new show. And you can always get more information at 525longtermcare.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 11 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on AM 770 KTTH.
This is Rick Van Cise reminding you that long-term care planning is more than just having enough money. A long-term care plan ensures you have a tax-free source of funds to pay for care and provides a team of professionals to make sure your care is managed in a time of need. Join my friends at 525 Advisors for their upcoming webinar class, 9 a.m. Friday, October 23rd. It's free, and you'll learn how long-term care plans work, what they pay for, and all your options, including plans that pay you back if you don't use them. Register at 525longtermcare.com.